5 degrees in Nashville with a heat advisory in effect. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee's Department of Correction executed Anthony Darrell Hines this morning, 4 decades after his conviction for the murder of Katherine Jean Jenkins. Jenkins was a maid at a Kingston Springs motel where Hines fatally stabbed her in March 1985. After the lethal injection, Melissa Jenkins spoke about the void left by her mother's murder.
At 10:34, it was a very loud, startling groan, and then labored.
One senseless act not only took her life, but forever changed the lives of the many family members and friends who were robbed of the chance to hug her, laugh with her, hear her stories, or see her beautiful smile again.
Tennessee's lethal injection protocol has faced persistent criticism, which was amplified by the botched execution of Tony Carruthers in May. Next month, Krista Pike is scheduled to become the first woman executed in the state since 1819. A legal challenge is attempting to block that and is one of several challenges to the state's protocol. The Nashville Film Festival is sharing the first glimpse at its lineup. The festival is entering its 57th year. Organizers say they'll present 24 world premieres this go-round, as well as films from 24 countries. The Film Fest will open with a music documentary on Peter Frampton, who is expected to attend. Music plays a central role in the festival, including a film on the Grand Ole Opry and several other documentaries. The Nashville Film Festival begins September 24th and runs for a week at venues including the Belcourt, the Regal in Green Hills, and the National Museum of African American Music. Again, a heat advisory is in effect. We expect highs in the upper 90s, maybe over 100 these next few days, lows in the upper 70s.